Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, August 10th, 2016. This year is flying by. July seemed to creep by, and here we are in August. I am Andrea Daniel, and today we're going to talk with author Monica Scholar about her new book, Please Pardon the Dust, I'm Under Construction, and it's coming up right after this quick break.
You're listening to the Michigan Literary Network radio show hosted by Motown Writers Network. Thank you for joining us. Motown Writers connects writers to their literary goals and readers to Michigan authors. For writers, we have workshops, conferences, networking opportunities, marketing, and promotions, plus resources available online and offline. We invite writers of all stages to our free writers discussions meetings held every second Saturday except in November at the Barnes & Nobles on Wayne State University campus from 10 a.m. to noon. For readers, we provide literary entertainment, book news, and giveaways online and offline. Check out our website for more information at MotownWriters.com. The Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers annual events offline include the Essence of Motown Literary Conference and Jam, held every second Saturday in November. Also, our literary meet and greet is held in August of every year. Along with that, we have a book club mix and mingle in October. At these events, we invite readers and writers to come together to celebrate the written word, and at most events, they are free to readers. If you're interested in being a guest on our radio show, advertising with us, or promoting your literary project or service, please visit us at MotownWriters.com and click on our contact page for more information. If you're interested in hosting your own show with the Michigan Literary Network, please submit your show proposals to MotownWriters@Yahoo.com. Please share our information with other readers and writers, and we hope you help us continue to strengthen the literary network in Michigan and increase literacy in the Metro Detroit community. For more information, please visit our website at www.MichiganLiteraryNetwork.com.
And you're tuned in to Michigan Literary Network Radio for August 10th, 2016. My guest today is Monica Scholar, and she's been with us before, and I am happy to have her back on the show. Monica Scholar is a graduate of Detroit School of Art and is best known for her work as a storyteller and indie author of her Michigan-based Belle Isle Heights suspense thriller series. Black Magazine featured Scholar on its October 2015 cover for her work as a storyteller in Detroit. In 2016, Scholar launched her first work of nonfiction, Please Pardon My Dust, I'm Under Construction, a motivational book that shares uplifting success stories of Michigan women. Scholar spends much of her time sharing her personal story of triumph and success with schools and other organizations. And I want to welcome Monica Scholar to Michigan Literary Network Radio. Hello, Monica.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me on again.
You are so, so welcome. So let's talk about this book, Please Pardon My Dust, I'm Under Construction. And the thing I want to start with is, when I announced on Facebook that you were going to be a guest on the show and I said what the title of the book was, people commented, I love that title. I love that title. So let's start with that. Talk about the title and how you came up with it, or how did it come to you?
Oh, my God, because it's my life. I'm truly a construction project. I'm not perfect, and I'm constantly building myself toward my dreams. I've gone through some things in life where I've kind of had to tear down the poor foundation that I had and just had to rebuild myself in a better way with a better attitude, rebuild with faith, and get my life to where I want it to be. Now I'm living my dream as a full-time author. But I had to go into construction first, and it wasn't pretty. So that's why I say, please pardon my dust. I'm under construction. You know, I'm building to what I need to be. So it may be an ugly process, but that's what it is.
Well, you know, everything that starts out ugly can turn out beautiful, as your story did, because you said you are living your dream as a full-time author, and that is wonderful, and I want to congratulate you about that. So the thing I also want to know, Monica, is what led you to write this book, led you from writing fiction, because you were on that fiction genre train for a nice little minute,
mm-hmm.
and it was working
mm-hmm.
out real well for you, but what was it that from that to this particular nonfiction book?
It's because of how well my fiction was going. Last year in August, I received an invitation to the FBI headquarters. I was working with them on their role in my next suspense thriller. So I got to go down there and visit with all these different agents and different teams to help me craft the story and get the storyline tight. And it was just an amazing experience to me, going from being, you know, a little black girl on the east side of Detroit,
mm-hmm.
You know, being raised in a neighborhood that not very many people make it out of, to being in the FBI
mm-hmm.
headquarters working with a team of agents on my suspense thriller series. It was just amazing, and I wanted to show other people what's possible. It doesn't matter where you come from, what your socioeconomic background is, you can accomplish so many things when you're determined and when you have faith and when you have confidence and believe in yourself. So it was with that spirit that I said, you know, I want to write a book and share my journey, and not just my journey. I want to get with other people who have accomplished goals, and I want to share their stories as well so I can uplift and motivate other people. Whoever has a dream, whoever, you know, has something that they're working towards, if you see somebody else accomplish a goal, it's just a reminder that you can
mm-hmm.
do it too. So it truly was my fiction doing well that led me to write this, you know, motivational book.
Wow, I like that. If you see, and I'm writing this down as you're talking, if you see somebody else accomplish a goal, it's a reminder that
mm-hmm.
you can do it too. I love
mm-hmm.
that.
That's right.
And I don't know that I've ever heard that before, so I want to thank you for that. So talking about, you know, what you wanted to do and why you're doing this, you interviewed 23 women, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, 23 women, and you feature some powerhouse women in the book. Name some of your interviewees.
Wow, first there is literary diva Sylvia Hubbard. I have a well-known storyteller and actress, Satori Shakur, Lila Lazarus, who's a journalist. There's just so many people, different backgrounds. Actually, Carolyn Kasson, the CEO of the Michigan Women's Foundation, the president of the Michigan Women's Foundation, she wrote the foreword for the book. So that's an additional story as a bonus. So it's just so many women took the time to sit with me. We interviewed for hours and hours and cried
mm-hmm.
and laughed and, you know, just shared these stories. So it was as amazing for me to write it and, you know, have the opportunity
mm-hmm.
to interview them as it is for readers who are, you know, hearing the stories.
Right, right. Let's talk about the process of doing the interview work. How did that go for you? I mean, like, how did you schedule them? Where did you do the interviews? How willing were the women that
mm-hmm.
you wanted to interview to wanting to be interviewed? I think I said that right.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, you know, it was very intimidating for me to reach out to some people that I didn't know at all and some people that I didn't know very well and say, hey, I'm writing a book. Would you be willing to share your story? But I have to be honest with you, Andrea. Every single person, hands down, was like, where do you want me to be? When do you need me to be there? They were honored to be able to share their story, just to be able to uplift someone else. And ironically, I was at a book club had invited me to a brunch to discuss my book. They had gotten my fiction book, The 24th Letter, and I was just going to come and talk about it. And they had it at the Mad Hatter Bistro in Birmingham. And when I walked in the bistro, there's these sayings, we all have a story to tell. Everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that atmosphere. So when I went home,
mm-hmm.
I looked on the website, and the owner of the bistro, she had an amazing story on the website. So I ended up contacting her to see if I can conduct the interviews there. And after she and I got to talking, I ended up asking her to be in the book, too, to share the story. So it just kind of opened another door, and she has an amazing story. She's an entrepreneur. She helped her father achieve his dream of owning a tea room. So it just it worked so seamlessly. And I sat with each woman through the whole month of October. We sat down, and it was supposed to be an hour. I sat with some people for 6 hours. I sat with some people, you know, and we just talked, you know, talked about their lives. I asked questions, and they answered. And you know, it was therapeutic for them, therapeutic for me. Mm-hmm. It was helpful. It was just such a blessing to be able to hear these stories. And for some people, it's like, wow, I didn't even realize I had been through this, or I didn't even realize this or that. So they were kind of ministering or, you know, uplifting themselves. Like, wow, this is what I've come from, you know. So it was just a great experience all around. It was a lot of work.
Wow.
But it was a great experience.
So what was, and you mentioned, you know, that they were ministering to themselves, they were ministering to you. Can you say some of the things that you learned during the interview, or what were some of your aha moments?
Oh, man, there are so many. There's a woman, Erin. She wrote the blog, Mommy on the Spot, and something that was really powerful to me, she talks about learning to trust her instincts, and that's something that I struggle with a lot. I'll feel a certain way. I'll have a feeling in my gut, and I ignore it, and just about every time, it's like, you should have listened to that. You know, I had to learn that that was my gut talking to me. And she really breaks that down in her story, how she learned this is the sign to watch for. Not everybody's going to get a lightning bolt that says, hey, don't go this way, don't go that way. It may even be a whisper. It may be a twinge in your stomach. But you need to learn to trust yourself, because when something isn't right or there's a decision you need to make and you don't know which way to go, there's going to be some clue in your body, in your subconscious, and you have to pay attention to that. And that, for me, was big. Even with dealing with certain people, sometimes, you know how it's like, I can't put my finger on this, but there's something not right. You know, I need to know to trust that. And hearing Erin's story really, really helped me do that.
Wow.
So that was
a
big one for me.
I understand that completely. That is a big lesson that you have to take in. And it does take years. You said, you know, it took you a little while to get to this point, and it does take years. So at this point, Monica, I would like for you to please read a brief excerpt from the book.
Yes, I would love to. So this particular passage, it deals with a pretty dark time in my life. This is part of the under construction phase, you know, where I was trying to figure things out. I had made some missteps in life. I didn't get the level of education that I was hoping to get. And I decided to get into a marriage thinking like, okay, well, you know, I'll take on his goals as my own, because I didn't have any of my own. And that relationship ended. It ended up becoming a somewhat abusive relationship. So this passage is right after that marriage had ended. And it goes, the first few months of being divorced were awesome. Feeling empowered and proud that I walked away from that situation, I had a divorce party with friends to celebrate. But things took an unexpected twist from there. Friends and even some family members asked if I made the right decision. Maybe it was a mistake and he won't do it again, said one person. Think about everything you're walking away from, the brick house, the cars, the money. You didn't even have to work. Now you have nothing. Are you sure that's what you want? Asked another. I thought I had done the right thing by walking away. But the outside opinions made me second guess it. Are they right? Is this what adults do? Do you stay where you're unhappy simply because it's convenient? He was my only shot at a future. Should I have stayed and sucked it up? Looking back on it, I recognize how poor it was of those people to encourage me to stay in an unhappy, unhealthy situation solely for the benefit of material things. But at the time, I couldn't see it. I allowed their opinions to shake me. The stress of the divorce and my inner chatter began to ravage me from the inside out. In a matter of weeks, I lost 30 pounds. Each morning, I started to see follicles of my hair fall into the sink when I brushed my teeth. Every night I got blitzed on NyQuil just so I could sleep and stop my mind from whirling. Hoping for a lucky jackpot that would jumpstart my life, I constantly ran to the casino. At the time, it was my only source of hope. And that's my excerpt.
Wow, that is. And so it gets really personal, you know, and very in depth about what you're talking about as far as being under construction. Was that difficult for you? Because, you know, in the world of fiction, you can just make things up.
That's exactly right, Andrea. It truly was a challenge for me. I spent years being embarrassed about some of the mistakes and the missteps that I've had in my life. And to be an open book and just kind of share it and say, you know what, this is what really happened. This is how life ends up sometimes. You know, when you're a kid and you think about life, it's like, I want to grow up and be a this or be a that. And you wake up, you know, 30 years later, and it's like, how did I get here? You know, I had big dreams. I thought I had all the promise in the world, and I made so many mistakes that got me off track. And I used to be embarrassed about that. But now I honor that part of my life, because if I didn't go through it right now, I couldn't have the appreciation for where I am at this stage in my life if I had not gone through that. You know, if I hadn't gone through those things, I wouldn't be able to share my story now to encourage other people and show people you can make a change to your life. You can overcome anything. If I hadn't gone through that, I wouldn't be able to share that story. So now that's how I have to view it in the terms of the writing process. I just wanted to be an open book and be honest and hope that someone could identify with that and that they could take something away and feel confident in themselves despite whatever situation they're going through as well.
Right. So you mentioned a couple of things about, you know, when you're a little girl, young person, you think of what you can do, what you can be. Did you ever have it in your mind as a young person that you would want, that you would be a full-time author as you are now?
Absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. When I was younger, I wanted to be Michael Jackson. I knew I was going to be on stage dancing. I even went to a performing arts high school, you know, as a dance major. I just knew dance was going to be my calling, and that's what I was going to do. And then you get in the real world, and things happen, and I realized that I wasn't as good a dancer as I was at home in my bedroom. You know what I mean? It didn't work out the exact way. But thankfully, God led me down this path, and I'm glad that I was willing to listen. It truly was just a friend who said, you know, the way you describe things, the way you talk, you would be so good at writing a book. And I just thought he was flirting, you know, because, like, I have no English degree. Why? What sense does it make for me to write a book? But he pressed, and he just kept on. I think he would be so great at doing it. And just me listening to him and taking that seriously has changed my whole entire life. So it's not what I dreamed of from a little kid, but it's my dream now, and I'm running with it.
Right, and it's not just a dream, it's a reality for you. That is so great to hear. And so tell us, who is this book for, Monica?
This book primarily is for young women, through women, anyone who wants to be inspired. This is for the person who has a dream. This is for the person who may be in a rut. This is for the person who needs a pick-me-up. This is something to show you, whoever you are and whatever stage of life you're in, no matter your race or even gender, that we all go through something. We all have challenges. But this is what's possible. Despite any challenge, this is what's possible. And this is the road I took to get there. That same road may not work for you, but I'm showing you this is what's possible when you work hard at whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. And these goals are not just in terms of business or becoming whatever. The lessons learned in here, like Sylvia talked about how she learned how powerful hate can be. It's like a poison. And that's a success story for her to know to stay away from hate. It's not a good thing. One woman, her daughter was killed due to domestic violence. Instead of being bitter about it, she goes into neighborhoods and educates women on the signs to watch for and where to go to get help. That, for her, is a success story. So it's just success in so many different references. So this book is for anybody who needs to see an example of success, of positivity, of encouragement and upliftment. It's all here.
Right. Yep. It sure is. And so you have an event coming up on August 22nd, the Please Pardon My Dust Dream Building Women's Panel. Tell us about that event. That is pretty unique. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. A few of the women in the book, Kelly Williams, who's the Salon Ambiance owner, Monica Martin, she's the Yumbits founder, Andrea Franklin, she founded the Fight for Your Life campaign, Jennifer Crawford, who's behind Ask Jennifer and the All Things Detroit phenomenon. We all decided to come together and sort of share our stories, talk about how we got into our industries, how we stay motivated, how we keep ourselves relevant, and just to uplift people who are entrepreneurs, who are thinking of becoming entrepreneurs, people who want to be, you know, in a room full of like-minded, positive women. And I donate 10% of proceeds from my book to the Michigan Women's Foundation. They have a phenomenal program for entrepreneurs who need a loan from a bank but can't get a traditional loan. The Michigan Women's Foundation will give them those loans. And right now they have a 100% payback rate. So there's going to be a rep from the Michigan Women's Foundation there to talk more about that program and get people to start businesses and pursue their dreams. You know, I'm living my dreams, so I want to help encourage other people to live and pursue theirs. So that's pretty much what this is going to be about. We're sharing stories. We're sharing resources to push people to live their dreams. We don't want to see – I always see the post, oh, it's Monday, I got to go to work, you know, I'm doing something I don't enjoy. Well, stop doing that. Pursue your dream. You know, live your passion. If you already have a business and you need to expand it, come hear how we do it. You know, come be motivated and get that fire again, because sometimes it can be very difficult when you love something. Sometimes it's hard. You know, writing books for a living, I'm not making the same money that I was making when I was working at my Fortune 500 company, but it's worth it because I'm happy. I'm making sacrifices, and that's a part of the journey that people need to see. You know, you're willing to sacrifice when you know how great the payoff is, which is your happiness.
Right.
So that's what this is all about. On August 22nd, from 7 to 8:30, it'll be in Redford. So we're so excited about that.
Wonderful. And is there a registration fee, and how can people register?
Yes, it's only $10 to register, and you can go to pleasepardonmydust.com. It's the title of the book, pleasepardonmydust.com. There's a tab at the top that says panel registration. You just click on that. It'll take you right to the link, pay your $10, or you can pay at the door. And prepare for a great evening. Prepare to be inspired. Prepare to hear information and resources. And, you know, prepare to make new friends.
Right. Wow. Okay, that is great. August 22nd from 7 to 8:30 p.m. What's the location in Redford?
It's 27045 Plymouth Road. Actually, Salon Ambiance owner Kelly Williams, she owns the space next to the salon, and there's a meeting space right there. So they are hosting it right next door. It's a beautiful space, so it'll be right next to the salon. So when you pull up, you see Salon Ambiance, you'll know you're right in the right spot.
Okay, great. And it's $10, and you can register at the website, pleasepardonmydust.com. Now, Monica, all that you're talking about, these wonderful women, these 23 women in this book, and you know there are many more because you don't just do Detroit, you're doing Michigan. Do you see in your future a volume two?
You know, I am hoping to do a volume two. I want to do it on a national level. It takes a lot of money, so I'm hoping to pull that together. But I would like a Please Pardon My Dust, I'm Under Construction too. And, you know, just on a national level so people from anywhere can identify. I'm even hoping to have it turned into like a docuseries. I want to pitch it to the whole network. You know, there's so many ideas. I don't want to stop just here. I want to continue on a greater scale to encourage people. So the sky's the limit.
Right. That is so true. Wonderful. This is so good. You have inspired me. And I will be watching out for all the things that you're doing and to hear all the good stories. And people can find you at your website at pleasepardonmydust.com, and you're on Facebook, yes?
That's
all the social media sites.
That's right. That's okay. Right.
Wonderful.
Under
wonderful,
Monica
wonderful,
Solar
wonderful.
Author.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you. Is there anything that you would like to add about your book, about your event coming up, or just to encourage people who want to see their dream become a reality as you have seen yours be so?
Yes. I just want to say stay encouraged, whoever you are. I want to say I know how difficult reaching goals can be, but you are not alone. You are not the only person going through this situation. Be encouraged. Be inspired. I'm a woman of faith. My faith is key in moving forward and being determined. So read your word. Go to Bible study. Send me an email if you need a friend or feel like you don't have anybody else. I'll be glad to just be an encouragement to you. You know, we're all in this together. That's the message. We're all doing this together. Let's uplift each other. Instead of throwing shade and doing side eye, you know, I think more women should have that attitude. So let's all just have a positive attitude and encourage one another. And if you got it all together,
right.
then help the next person get it together, too.
That's right. Thank you so much for saying that. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. And also, especially, thank you for being a guest on Michigan Literary Network Radio today. I want to thank you. It's been
thank
great.
Thank you so much.
You
been
are
my
so
pleasure.
Welcome.
Honored. Thank you.
All right. You take care.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's it for this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. I want to, again, I know I just did, but I want to do it again. Thank Monica R. Scholar for being a guest and talking about her book, Please Pardon My Dust, I'm Under Construction. And we all are under construction. And I encourage you to get the book, and if you can, attend her upcoming event on August 22nd, the Please Pardon My Dust Dream Building Women's Panel Discussion. Check it out at pleasepardonmydust.com. Get your $10 gift. Show up at the spot in Retford from 7:30 to 8:30 on August 22nd. And also, I want to let you know, coming up this weekend, August 13th at 10 a.m. at the Detroit Main Library is the Motown Writers Network's usual second Saturday meetup. We're going to be on the third floor in the old Fine Arts Room. I don't particularly know what the subject is this time, but it doesn't matter because I know it's going to be a good conversation. Sylvia Hubbard may be there to lead the talk, but show up if you can. It's free, and you will get lots of information about the writing business, being a writer, being an author, being a publisher, publishing your book, independently publishing. Just show up at the Motown Writers Network second Saturday meetup this Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon at the Detroit Main Library main branch right there on Woodward. And be sure to stay connected with Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers Network at www.motownwriters.com. And you can find us on Facebook. And be sure to tune in to Michigan Literary Network Radio on blogtalkradio.com next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. to hear more literary good stuff with my guest, Annette Hobson, to talk about her upcoming event, the Motor City Book Experience. That is going to be a good conversation, just like this one has. And my name is Andrea Daniels from Michigan Literary Network Radio. I want to thank you out there for listening in. I do appreciate you for being there, and I want you to have a good rest of your night and be a good story and write about it or read someone else's good story and be inspired. Have a good rest of your night, and until next week, bye-bye.